Hey everyone, it's your girl Madison Lane coming at you live with another dose of daily stoicism. Today, we're diving into something super important. Sleep. Yeah, I know, it sounds boring, right? But trust me, this isn't just about counting sheep and getting enough Z's. We're talking about how sleep directly impacts your mental health and productivity, those two things that, let's be real, are kind of crucial for living a good life. Ever wake up feeling like you just ran a marathon in your dreams? Or find yourself hitting snooze 10 times even though you know you have to get up? You're not alone. But here's the deal. Consistent sleep deprivation is like slowly draining your mental battery. It messes with your focus, your mood, your decision-making, basically everything that makes you, well, you. Now, I'm not a doctor, but even I can see the connection between getting enough shut-eye and feeling good mentally and physically. When you prioritize sleep, you're essentially giving your brain a chance to recharge and reset. It's like hitting refresh on your entire system. You wake up feeling calmer, clearer, and ready to tackle whatever comes your way. Think about it this way. When was the last time you pulled an all-nighter and felt like a rock star? I bet it wasn't long before that fog of exhaustion set in, right? Your productivity plummets, your creativity takes a nosedive, and you might even find yourself snapping at people sorry, not sorry, to anyone who's been on the receiving end of my sleep-deprived wrath. So, how do we prioritize sleep in this crazy, busy world? It's not always easy, but it's definitely worth it. Here are a few things that have helped me. 1. Establish a consistent sleep schedule. Go to bed and wake up around the same time every day, even on weekends. This helps regulate your body's natural sleep-wake cycle, making it easier to fall asleep and wake up feeling refreshed. Think of it like setting your internal clock. Consistency is key. 2. Create a relaxing bedtime routine. Wind down an hour or two before bed with activities that help you de-stress, like reading, taking a warm bath, or listening to calming music. Avoid screen time before bed, as the blue light emitted from devices can interfere with your sleep. Trust me, ditching the Netflix binge for a good book is one of the best things I've ever done for my sleep and sanity. 3. Optimize your sleep environment. Make sure your bedroom is dark, quiet, and cool. Invest in blackout curtains if you live in a noisy or bright environment. And don't underestimate the power of a comfy pillow and cozy sheets. It makes a world of difference. 4. Watch your caffeine intake. Avoid caffeine several hours before bedtime. That late afternoon latte might feel great at the time, but it could be keeping you up all night long. Try switching to decaf or herbal tea in the evening to help your body relax and prepare for sleep. 5. Get regular exercise. Being active during the day can promote better sleep at night. Just try not to work out too close to bedtime. Give yourself a few hours to wind down afterwards. Remember, folks, sleep isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. When you prioritize getting enough rest, you're investing in your mental health, your productivity, and your overall well-being. And trust me, that's an investment worth making. Okay, so let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a big presentation coming up at work. You've been prepping for weeks, poring over slides, practicing your speech, the whole nine yards. But then you pull an all-nighter because, well, adulting is hard. You show up to the presentation feeling drained, foggy-brained, and like you haven't had a decent cup of coffee in years. Now, picture this. You get 8 hours of sleep the night before your big presentation. You wake up feeling energized, focused, and ready to rock. You deliver that presentation with confidence and clarity, leaving everyone impressed and probably wondering how you achieve peak performance. See what I mean? Sleep is a superpower. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways on why sleep matters, plus a real-world example of just how powerful it can be. Remember, taking care of your sleep is taking care of your whole self. Prioritize those Z's and watch your mental health and productivity soar. Now, I want to hear from you guys. What are your best sleep tips? Share them in the comments below. Let's create a community of well-rested warriors. And don't forget to subscribe to Daily Stoicism for more daily doses of wisdom, motivation, and maybe a little laughter along the way. Until next time, stay strong, stay present, and get that sleep.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.